Now to Washington, which is recovering from an intense period with mammoth debates and record-breaking speeches, having now finally passed President Trump's massive tax and spending bill. Republicans successfully met his July 4th deadline, with the House passing the bill on Thursday afternoon after a narrow vote, mostly down party lines, and 4 months of back and forth in Congress. The president signed it the same day.
Are we ready?
We're ready.
Are we ready?
The act allowed the GOP to pass a big chunk of President Trump's domestic policy in one fell swoop, while unwinding some Biden-era measures. The tax cuts Trump put into place in his first administration are now permanent. Spending on immigration and defense will rise, to be offset by a $1 trillion cut to Medicaid and a reduction on spending for SNAP, the nation's biggest food assistance program. And over the next decade, the mega bill is estimated to increase the national debt by $3.3 trillion. Sahil Kapoor, a senior national political reporter for NBC News, followed the bill as it made its way to the president's desk.
At the end of the day, the revenue decreases from the tax cuts far outweigh the roughly $1.2 trillion in net spending cuts. So that's one real point of contention that conservative senators and conservative House members rebelled against. But when push came to shove, they simply folded and caved to President Trump and accepted this bill under pressure from him, even though it does precisely what they said they would never support.
Kapoor told us cuts to Medicaid were the stickiest point of contention for House Republicans. The Congressional Budget Office predicts nearly 12 million Americans will lose their health insurance entirely, and those who still qualify will face heightened barriers to getting care, including strict work requirements and an eligibility check twice a year.
Even if they're the types of people who everyone says should remain on Medicaid, some people are going to fall through the cracks because they won't meet all those paperwork requirements or won't do it in time.
The final version of the bill also gets rid of the child tax credit for immigrants without Social Security numbers, cuts $500 billion in funding for clean energy, temporarily lowers the federal income tax on tips and overtime pay, and gives money to immigration enforcement.
Somewhere around $150 billion to expand the military, which is unusual to do in a party line bill because the military is typically authorized by Congress once per year on a very bipartisan basis. This is $150 billion in addition to that, which should bring the Pentagon's budget to a record $1 trillion just this year.
Democrats in both the House and Senate have loudly criticized the final bill, saying it's the biggest setback the social safety net's seen in decades.
The message you're going to hear from Democrats over and over again for the next year and a half in the run-up to the 2026 midterms is that Republicans just passed a massive piece of legislation that cuts taxes for the rich and pays for it by cutting health care benefits and food aid benefits for the working class.
And while some of the GOP's most visible members stood at Trump's side outside the White House as he signed the package into law, Kapoor told us some Republicans haven't wanted to talk about it.
I reached out to Congressman Valadao's office to ask why he supported the bill with the Medicaid cuts after he insisted he wouldn't do that. I didn't get a response. I asked them several times. They ignored it. Congresswoman Jen Kiggins, her office sent over a statement saying she believes that no bill is perfect, but on balance, she decided this bill would be worth supporting.